Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, this October 30th, 2017 date. Welcome to the future paradise. That's Life Success Radio. You're heaven up on earth right now while yet you and I live. Our motto here at the radio station Life Success Radio is let's get serious and have a real conversation. That's very important. Everything we do is serious in life, but people don't talk serious any longer. They really kind of like have lost faith in things that to challenge things that affect their lives. So they just take a common position and put no struggle in, so you have no success. Now, the success of Life Success Radio belongs to our sponsor, Reality Books, owned by Professor Marshall Cavendish Washington Musab Bui, who is the senior great-grandson of the famous Dr. Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Normal Institute, now known as Tuskegee University in the state of Alabama. Now, there's also, I want to say too, because this is a sad moment for me and a happy moment, and I'm going to explain to you the sad part first, even though I'm very happy with things changing and making progress. So, but you know, you never get used to change. And especially when you have a friend that has helped you grow your company, grow your business in this particular, what I'm talking about. Now, there's another gentleman that is really critical that gave me some time to develop my experience on Blog Talk. And that is named Brother Murad Muhammad, who is CEO of a New Africa Enterprise LLC, and special thanks to what he did has provided me with the venue, which I didn't think of this as utilizing what I do in terms of helping humanity to be able to talk about it over the phone radio and organize people. So I want to say a hats up to Brother Murad Muhammad, and he's the imam, a beautiful human being. Just want to tell you that I'm just expressing my thanks to him on this here. Now, I'm saying this to you. Now, change is inevitable in everyone's life. And so I know right now that I'm going through a tremendous change in a couple different levels, Number one change is that today is October 30th, and this is a birthday of a very important man to a lot of people in this country and around the world. His name is Imam Worth Dean Muhammad, or W.D. Muhammad, known as the son of Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who founded the Nation of Islam. So I guess before I go, let me just make a prayer here to put things in perspective for my own psychic. So I'm going to say in Arabic, and then I'll say in English, and please join me if you will. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratul lazina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. That was the opening chapter of the Muslim holy book called the Quran, and that's al-Fatiha, or the opening. And in English it says, with the name of Allah, God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray in this service to you, God. Amen. Now, I kind of put my own little twist on the box into that, but, you know, it's very important that you understand that prayer is very personalized, and you can personalize your prayers as long as you don't put the idea of the wrong information saying that perhaps that God is a human being like Jesus, or God is like a human being like whatever. People want to put God in these little boxes. That's never the thing you want to ever do, because God is bigger than a box, and he's bigger than the universe, and you try to put him in a box, he's going to put you in a box, okay? Now, a box of ignorance. So, okay, so I am host and moderator of this show, which is, I go by Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And I have two other caveats that I utilize as a part of my persona. And one is Master Inspirational Success Teacher. And the other is the world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of the book called Think and Grow Rich. Now, I certainly will challenge anyone that that what I said, I know what I'm talking about, because what one man can do, another man can do. What one woman can do, another woman can do. What one human being can do, another human being can do. So if you don't have faith in yourself, you'll do nothing all your life, because you'll be saying, well, somebody already did that and you cannot improve on it. Yes, you can. You can always improve on things. You just got to, you know, get your mind tuned to the, I call it the 314 corridor, the 314 corridor. Okay? But this is what the next topic is. When the student is ready, what will happen? That's the question. Now, I have another perspective on it, so I'm going to say what my perspective is, and perhaps if you want to call in and say something to me, you're welcome to do so. And, well, you should know the number by now, but you can call my cell phone if you need to reach me, and I have two cell phones, so you can reach me right now if you like at the number, area code 650-630-0063. Repeat it, 650-630-0063, and I'll pick my phone up. So here it goes. When the student is ready, you normally heard that the teacher will appear. I've learned something different. I say life will show up to ensure you get all the answers you've been asking for. Life will show up. Now, I'm telling you this on my own personal experience, right? So, the idea is that success is a journey. You've heard that before. You heard this lonely journey, and you do it by yourself, whatever. But really, when you think about it, success is not a lonely journey, because you have friends helping you along the way. And you never know how important they are until you get close to losing them, right? Now, to lose a friend and gain, what do you say? I'm making this up as I go. To lose a friend and gain a blessing, I think the friend could appreciate that one, okay? So you have a friend, and your friend tells you, like my friend has told me, you need to be on your own operation so you can run your own dashboard instead of having to be under what would become a kind of awkward situation to manage such a powerful blog talk radio platform, which we call ours Life Success Radio. So, you know, it was kind of challenging to my thinking process, but the reality is a reality, so change will come anyway. You can't stop change. Change is inevitable in everything. And matter of factly, there's a song that comes to mind with Nat King Cole, the singer of the early 60s, I guess, and maybe 50s too, because I don't know if I was born now, but Nat King Cole is the father of Natalie Cole, who sings songs that are really joyful songs, high, beautiful voice. She's not hearing him. I think she's passed. But her father, he actually would address things, from a singing perspective, is that there was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy, going anywhere over land and sea. And it kind of goes to a scenario where that this journey that you're taking, eventually it's going to bring you to these answers, right? Now you be thinking, well, who's going to give me the answer, right? Where is it coming from? Well, if you think about it, it's all around you. You're in the matrix, but not the matrix of like some made-up thing of people making a movie and thinking that's a matrix. No, I'm talking about the matrix of reality of what is in this universe as a live universe. So that matrix will teach you everything you need to know, and when it's time for you to grow up and go out and on your own and start doing something, it will spit you out to say, hey, you're grown enough. You got enough experience now from what I done taught you. And you say, well, what did you teach me? He said, well, you didn't learn the lesson. Then you got to go back to ground one again, right? And that happened to me. Wow. Okay, here's what happened. In 2012, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series. And I at this point, I was kind of going through a depression. And I decided that I didn't want to live no more because I felt I couldn't take care of my family, my wife, my kids, and the house that I own still right now in California, right by Facebook, is worth probably about $3 million right now. So, fine, I'm a millionaire, no problem. But I lost my concentration on my prayers, and I kind of fell victim to my own ignorance, right? So God put me on a timeout, and I was on a timeout October 30th. 31st, actually the 31st, but the 30th, I kind of began my journey to my insane decision to go out and kill myself, right? But people go through changes. Don't feel bad. People go through changes. You just got to learn that, you know, what you might have as a plan, God, the creator of the universe, might not have that as his plan for you. And so he will take you through a journey to bring you back home. And the home I'm talking about is the one that Stephanie Mills sings in her song, Home, right? When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. Oh, please. That song is so wonderful, beautiful. But that tells a story of the journey that we all take. We just don't know it until we get almost through it, and then pretty soon the journey says, boom, here's your answer. Okay, that's life's journey. So listen to that song, get a chance. But in any event, let me just go back to what I'm saying here. So the idea of the when the student is ready, not the teacher will come, but see, life is a teacher. We have to look at that one. Life is a teacher, and life is a live, active universe. It's not something that is dormant and not alive. It's a universe of life, and it has all these atom molecules flying all around us. It's a really extraordinary micro world with the macro possibilities of unlimited travel and all these other fantastic things that bring your dreams into visions and your visions into words and your words into love and your love into truth and your truth into reality. See, you got to understand this one. Life is not here as an accident. Everything has a purpose, a rhyme, and a reason, right? So I want to just say this. Today is the one of my most joyous days of my life. As I know that I'm alive and I'm not homeless any longer. Now, I know it's a sad day, too, for me, because on the 31st of October in 2012, I was homeless in San Francisco for 4 years up until November 11th, 2016. And I was, like, in a very, a dysfunctional position. I kind of, you know, lost my faith in God momentarily. I kind of lost my faith in people momentarily. I kind of looked at myself as not having what it took to, you know, make things happen. I think it is that I rely too much on people to help me. And sometimes when you have things you want to do and people that say they want to help you, sometimes you got to be very aware that these are really deceptive creatures called devils that are in disguise, and they come in these different ways and they talk to you in different ways and stuff. And sometimes you see them and know them before they get there. Sometimes you miss them and they get right next to you. And then you have to go through a cleansing process of praying to God for guidance. Okay? That's my own personal experience on that one. Now, okay, so my joyous day is that I'm not homeless like I was coming like this night or this night here and then tomorrow, the 31st of Halloween. And so as a result, my sadness is no longer there because I'm not homeless. And my joy is really joyous because I'll be with my family after 4 years of being absent. Now, for me, it's a very emotional thing because my family, my wife of 37 years married, my children grown and doing well here in Texas with the family themselves, and my grandchildren, all of them are doing well. And so I would have missed all of that life if I would have went out and jumped on that water in San Francisco like I thought I was going to do. Right, but I went there because I thought I'd lost my mind, thought I was crazy, but I wasn't crazy. But people said I was, but that's okay. People say a lot of things, man. So you can't let what people say become your reality. But I went there on my own because I was like depressed because there wasn't a lot of people moving out and doing things for humanity, especially from my community as Muslims, number one, and then also as Christians, number two, because in my little town of East Palo Alto, California, the Muslim and Christians, they grew together, but somehow in today's, with the last 4 years, as I mentioned, the Christian started being a little bit more hard on the Muslims. I don't understand why. It might have been from the wars that happened. I don't know, but I know this, that still today you have a lot of ignorant Christians, and I'm saying that in respect. I'm not being disrespectful, but you're being very ignorant when you think that you know history of how Jesus became God. But see, a lot of times you don't want to study these things because you have been so programmed that you are just simple-minded and you have no idea how to climb out of your ignorance. But, okay, listen, I'm your friend. I'm your brother. We have a different mother, but we have the same Mother Earth, and we have this for sure the same God that we worship. You might call him by different names. I might call him by different names and other people around the world by different names. But what we're looking at is the power of love, the power of energy, the power of synergy, the power of purpose, the power of waking up each day, knowing that we didn't cause ourselves to wake up. Okay, this is something. Okay, today I was at Starbucks here in Texas, and there was this young lady. Well, she was a Jewish lady, and she was like 23, right? And she was talking with this guy, a Jewish guy. He looked to be a little bit younger or older. I wasn't sure, but he's a big guy. And so I was watching him do a little finger pinky shaking hands. Like I said, hey, what kind of love shake is that? And they said, oh, this is just a promise, a pinky promise. I was like, okay, well, what are you promise? You guys can get married to each other? Because that girl's pretty now. I said, you ain't married, you're a fool. And then so anything, he started laughing, we started having a conversation. And so when I told him, I said, listen, you might look at me and see me as black. I said, but I'm going to give you a lesson here of who I am. I said, okay, I'm Dr. Halim Mustafa. I'm a social engineer psychologist. I go by Halim the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, Master Inspirational Success Teacher, World's Greatest Inspirational Success Teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. I said, now watch this now. I said, okay, you look at me, and I already told you who I was culturally, but who is the real me, the true me? And can you tell me what color that true me is? And he didn't know what I was talking about. I said, do you believe in God? He says, no. I said, do you believe in air? He said, okay. I said, do you believe that you woke up on your own? So I started asking kind of questions. And then I said, okay, now listen, I'm going to show you something here. I said, no longer can you look at me and call me a color, a black guy or a color man. And I can't look at you and call you the same thing. Even though you come from black people, I'm not going to go there, but I can't call you a color man any longer, and here's why it is, right? So I said, okay, when I look in your eyes and you look in mine, I see your soul. What color is your soul? I don't know, he says, right? I said, okay, let me try another way. I said, okay, you know electricity? I said, what color is electricity? He says, blue. I said, no, electricity is invisible. And his girlfriend knew it. I said, you need to educate him. So he laughed. They got a good laugh. I said, okay, here goes the lesson. I says, when the atom molecules that are floating in the air, they're all around us colliding and sparking energy charges in this area that it's in. I say, I have a premise on this. I said, I have a premise, and my premise is that those atom molecules are holding the gravity in place here on Earth. That's what my opinion is, right? Now, I'm entitled to my own opinion, you as well, right? So you should think about things that are different. So you might have a vision that that might come to answer to some of the problems in the world, right? So in event, I told him, I says, what color is electricity? He says, I don't know. I told him it's colorless. I said, the atom molecules, energy from God, they're colorless. You can't see them. They're invisible. So I says, and your soul is made from that energy. I says, so what color am I now? He didn't know. I said, I am invisible, and you are too. So you're a colorless man, and I'm a colorless man. So let's work together and help this planet. See, because sometimes the color game has gotten too serious in America. The people today are talking color and not having conscience, right? Because when you think about human beings, we all come from one family, and it just happens that God, had Adam and Eve become like the black people, right? The first people on the earth, black people in Africa. And some people said, well, you know, those are monkeys, whatever. That's racism, but that's not the true facts in life, because black people are the oldest people of record on this world, planet Earth, we know. Lucy is one example, 2.5 million years old, I believe, somewhere back in South Africa. And so the idea is that we have to figure out how to eliminate the racism in this world and this country, eliminating white supremacy and the ideas of what is a global movement of people who consider themselves white to hold back people like me and other black people who got this melanin skin in them. So I know this. We can't be blanket stereotyping talking about people like this, but the truth matters is there are people, white people, who had nothing to do with slavery. And so we have to understand that that slavery that happened, something that was perceived as being people actively doing it, but no, these are people coming to America for opportunity. And we have to, as black people, we got to start thinking differently than just being like black racist, because we, some of us are, I'll be honest with you, some of us are, and I have my own twinges too, but I know this, that once I learn, I change quickly, you got to know that God is guiding all of us, and he doesn't want us to fight each other as human beings. Now, if the fact that you're an alien, and you really are a devil worshiper, I'm going to fight you to hell, and hell, put you back in hell, right? I'm going to fight you with everything I got. Because you are going against everything that I'm about. Now, I know this, that more Christians and Muslims have more in common than not in common. So when it comes down to it, we have to stop this isms, and these isms of I-ism and we-isms and all this kind of stuff, and this tribalism, even though we are all from tribes, but somehow there has to be a more idealistic way as people of this planet Earth that we can come together and help this world be a better place. Now, there's a situation here I want to mention, right? And there's a wow, this is it. Okay, there is a gentleman that named Dr. George Washington Carver, right? And he actually was selected by Dr. Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, to run his agriculture department. Now, Dr. Carver is so unique, that after Dr. Booker Washington was departed by murder, or however he was killed, or, you know, people didn't like him because he was talking about, you know, how he can help black people become productive and become good American citizens. It wasn't about the fact that we was in slavery that made it that, you know, that he's a really harsh and bitter. He was just saying, hey, we got to get better. So don't be harsh and bitter. Get better. Be excellent. Believe in yourself and do some things to show people that you can do better than them, because it's the life of the competition. And if you don't compete, you're going to be in last place. And right now, black people, we are in last place. But, you know, I'm saying this as a person of the ethnic majority that's here in America, that's a Negro, that's made from American slavery, that we have issues. And the black people have to acknowledge the fact we got issues, right? The Negro issues, was we don't have no common sense to love ourselves. We believe that that white people are the cream of the universe. We believe that you actually were the first people on this planet, and we believe all kind of weird things. But the fact is, historically, scientifically speaking, you're just brand new in terms of your presence on this world. But our people have been so conditioned from the slavery breakdown or beatdown that after being let out from lockdown, we don't even know how to get around no more. So we got beat down, broke down. Now we got locked down for a while, and still it's not free. And now we don't even know what to do with freedom. And today is the greatest opportunity to be free in the world. I didn't say in America, I say in the world. Because the world is getting smaller with all this technology, but black people is getting stupider because we're not communicating with each other. We're just shutting our mouths, mean mugging each other, throwing these nuclear bombs and these Molotov cocktails as we smile at people. We're not smiling with love. We're smiling with that kind of evil thing. So I call them Molotov cocktail smiles. I call them other kind of things that people do. So, okay, here it is. So Dr. George Washington Carver, he actually was given a federal holiday in America, which was January 5, 1943, when he passed. He died on January 5, 1943, on a Friday. Juma Day, and his federal holiday was given to him by the 79th United States Congress under President Harry S. Truman, where they said that on this day of January 5, that all federal buildings would fly flags half-staff in honor to Dr. George Washington Carver. Now, when I found out about that, that became, like, for me, a very high level of concern. And I pushed across the country, and I got this thing reestablished in all 50 states, even though it was a federal law, in place. People, you know, if they get used to not doing something, it just kind of goes away. And especially Negro people, we don't have no appreciation of anything we do. Even our own children, we criticize them instead of encouraging them. So we got this haterade that we've been drinking from slavery that we need to get some X-lax and let the haterade, you know, run out of us, and don't go back in terms of white supremacy and following people because they say they're smarter than you. Okay, to show you're smarter than me, then you're going to have to tell me the truth. Where did you originate? And do you know that you as a culture are melanous? You don't have any melanin in your skin? Now, see, these are just a couple of questions you ask a person, and if they don't have the answer, they say that they're the first people. If you say you're the first people and you don't have no melanin in your skin, then you say that everybody came from you. But why we all got melanin and you don't got none? Now, that's really suspicious to me, but I'm just one person talking. I'm hoping and pray that people wake up and say, well, it really don't matter, but the fact is, that's the reality, so accept it. I accept the fact that I'm handsome, and I accept the fact that I'm married for 37 years. I accept the fact that I know how to talk in a lot of different languages of peace, love, and all these other kind of things. And I admit the fact that my ancestors did come from Africa, and we was like great people doing things and building these pyramids and doing probably some space travel and doing some other things because we had the 314 knowledge. See, the 314 is a pi r square, it's the Kaaba, it's the Ankh, and it's the circle of life. So all those are tied to the 314, 314, do you know what I mean, right? So we have to wake up and stop being, so judgmental on each other. So if you quit calling me that name, N-I-G-G-E-R, I'll stop calling you, what do I call you? I call you a skinless man? No, I don't know. What do I call you? Okay, let me say this. I call people who act like that losers, okay? Because losers, they want to make everybody else feel less than them because they know that they have an inferior disposition in the dominance of their melaninless skin with no melanin in their skin. It just makes you a psychological mess, and pretty soon it starts depressing you, and you start depressing us. Because you feel so victimized by your own self. Well, maybe not. Let's see how you get born. Okay, now this is a story interesting. Now, I know that all white people are not bad. I know that. I'm just giving some points of reference that people who are intelligent can think about and not be afraid to talk about these things, because we're always going to grow as a country and a world and as people, understanding that there's only one God and there's only one universe, at least on this plane here. And then there's what is the common experience of all human beings. Unless, of course, you are an alien. Now, alien, you might be alien, I'm alien, or I mean drinking beer. I'm talking about that one. Alien, you might be drinking so much beer that you're confused. Or you might be illin, that means that you just like sick on the sick because you think that you're all that and a bag of chips. But see, the thing is that you're going to understand that everybody has ego. And the thing that ego is not a good thing, you want to have humility with that ego you have. You might end up with a president that's talking about some really crazy things. I didn't say his name at all. I just said a president. Now, you make the conclusion, and you tell me who is the smartest president that America has ever had, and I will say hands down, my own personal self, I will say Barack Obama, my own personal self. Now, I don't know, other people in different eras might say different presidents like this, right? I don't know. But for my, in terms of the temperament of this country today, Barack Obama actually was more to me, make an effort to communicate, even though he was wrong in a lot of his things, right? But so if a president doesn't have the ability to have a conversation, then you have a very ignorant man running the nation. Now, I don't know who this man is that's running our country, but I know I didn't vote for him, but many people did. And so now they got their, what you call, they got their blessing, and their blessing is turning to a curse, and now they're jumping ship. Now, when you are a real, true person, a friend, and you vote for someone to run your country, you have to support them in their weakness. And what you do that by patriotic duty, by being a citizen of the American Constitution, even though we know that some of those things are unfair, like black people are three-fifths human, you know, and we understand all those things are tied to the idea of voting rights and so forth. But the point is this, until we have the courage to talk the truth, we're going to keep misguiding our young people, and they are the ones that we are most concerned with, because they are the future. Not you, not I, because I'm going to die one time soon. I'm 63, coming up December 19th. I'm enjoying my life, you know, and after being almost dead from being homeless and stuff, God showed me that he has a plan for me. And he tells me things like you might think is weird, but he do tell us all things, because he tells us through the weather, if it's raining, go put a coat on. Okay, he tells us through the sunshine, hey, get an umbrella. If you got some problem with your skin, you might get you might burn up with a suntan, burn, right? So God is always talking to us. So don't get confused because he's talking to you that you think that you're a prophet or you think that you are God, right? Because some people think that God is talking to them, and they start talking gibberish right on the podium in the churches. Now, that's weird, because when I was in Oakland, I never saw a praise a dancer worship after talking gibberish, which I was trying to figure out, was it Spanish? But it wasn't talking Spanish. Was it Arabic? It wasn't talking Arabic. Was it the Russian? No, Chinese? Or what was it? But it was like some. I said, whoa, that's some real primitive language. But as I thought more, I said, these people are really talking some stupid stuff. Now, if they want to learn some Arabic, go to learn some Arabic, or learn some Chinese, or learn some Spanish, learn something that's saying some words that you can really know what you're saying. Because what you're saying, that's really primitive, right? Okay, so any of that, I want to say this to you. There is a gentleman, life success is not a journey by yourself. I know personally that everything that's happening to me right this minute, everyone has contributed in some degree on a very, very positive basis, right? Even though there might have been some negativity, everything happens for a reason. And so what you do, you don't stop because of whatever hurt you might have. You keep on rolling, keep it moving, and pretty soon people catch up to themselves and say, hey, brother, I'm sorry I did it to you, or whatever they want to say. But whatever they say, it doesn't really matter as long as you yourself doesn't wear it like they want you to wear it as a guilt, coat of guilt, instead of a coat of armor. So would you take a coat of guilt off and put your coat of armor on and say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there's only one God of the universe and heavens, and none of us has ever seen him. Ask Moses, he said he didn't see him. You can ask Jesus, he said he didn't see him. And you can ask everybody who says they know God, can you put God in a box? No, you can't. So therefore, we have to eliminate all those thinking small time, what is called little God, my God, bigger than your God, little than my God eats Skittles, and your God drinks water. I don't know, just something stupid. It's really stupid, people fighting over God. Now, who going to take God and put him in an image and paint him a mural over top of in Italy at the cathedral, Michelangelo? Yeah, Michelangelo. I wish you would paint that image in proper perspective and put some black people in there. You can put not a one black person in heaven. So what are you trying to tell me? Am I going to have to go to 7-Eleven to get to heaven? Go to 7-Eleven and I don't know. Why is it that you didn't put him in there? Okay, that's something you got to deal with, America. America, please tell the truth. If we don't tell the truth, we're going to lose our young people today, because they're looking for truthful leaders, truthful community, truthful family, all right? So until we can tell the truth to our young people, we should just let them alone and let them, you know, on their own go through hell and high water to realize that they're going through hell because you are not setting the proper example or the role model. But see, we got to answer for that. we have this entity called the Modern Day Achievers, and the Modern Day Achievers is a youth leadership movement development that's addressing how do we get the best of our children beyond the skin color. We're looking for the behavior of Americans, because American principles are good if you look at them and you live them. But if you were going to be cynical about every little thing, you're going to miss the greatest opportunity in the world to help change this beautiful earth. I didn't say America. I said this beautiful earth, because the earth is bigger than America, which is bigger than the interests of America, which is in all of our interests to preserve the earth. So why do you think we got to have the earth first? Because if we lose the earth, I mean, we all have no place to stay. We're all going to be floating in space, floating away, and we're going to be lost in space looking for a new nation, a nation under who? It might be have to be an invisible God, which is, something that is as God is. But that's invisible God that I'm talking about. Is a God that puts you on nod, right? You just like nodding on your ignorance that you think that you can put God in a box. Now, when you start thinking that, you definitely on dope. And I don't know what kind of dope you had. I sure don't want none of that stuff, man. And no alcohol and other stuff as you have. But let me just go back to my program here that I'm talking, because this is almost for me. I'm really going through. I'm going through some pains. I'm not losing a best friend of mine, but the professor, he sponsored me for the last 10 months or more, and so from what he did, he helped me become a radio personality. I had no intention to do so, and he taught me a lot of things in terms of the historical footprints of history, which I don't know a lot of, but when talking to him, he just makes history come alive. And so he's a professor at the University of Georgia, and he is truly a brother that understands humanity, and he has a bloodline mix that is really unique, and it's like, you know, the true, you know, what is like, you know, the relationship of jumping the fence, you know, like jumping the fence, like somebody jumped the fence and either raped a girl from a different culture during slavery times. And then, of course, the baby comes out, and, of course, the babies become like stepchildren in the family, and they just only could play outside. They can't come in the house, only sometimes in the house, but that's like, that's if nobody's home. But what I'm saying is this, as people, we come from one family, one humanity, one God, one love. And we have to put all this thing together and figure out how we're going to make this earth work. Now, if we can't make this earth work, I don't want to be here when the judgment day comes, because the judgment day is right there. It's right there every moment when we wake up, right? When we wake up, that's a blessing. Now, you don't have to be woke up. You don't have to wake up every day. You just, one day, you just sleep through it and you don't miss it. But, you know, we're going to miss you because you're dead. And so we don't know when that day is that we're going, but all we hope and pray is that we can do something significant enough to leave some breadcrumbs down so that the breadcrumbs can lead our children to the future. And that's what we're talking about, Modern Day Achievers. Modern Day Achievers is the organization that God blessed me with when I had the Carver Scholars Program in Santa Clara County in 1996, 97, 98, and then we actually had a lot of growth behind the program called the Carver Scholars Program, which is a K-12 educational program model that implemented the STEM across the country. You know, find it difficult to believe the fact that I'm telling this, but I have archive records, and President Clinton has a videotape from the White House. You can go there and visit and ask, and just, you know, type in the Healing Institute, Santa Clara County, type in the same string, Alliance of Black School Educators, and that try should be enough. And you can put in Halim Mustafa, HALIMMUSTAFA, and you could put in the Healing Institute, like Healing a Wound Institute, and you could put Intel Carver Scholars Program. A lot of the variations will get you the same information. But bottom line, it was my efforts with the organization that I found, and I say this emphatically, because sometimes it's going to take, not sometimes, all the time, it's going to take a visionary leader to see things from a different perspective, right? And so I am a visionary leader, and that was, and I have vision, and my vision kind of helps me to get myself engaged to start, you know, making changes, because people, you know, see visions and dreams and reality, and I personally think that visions are more reality than dreams, and I believe that with the vision, you can get past superstition, because you can fly your mind to a higher elevation, and you could travel on a 314 a rocket ship to another planet in your prayer. And when you come back, you might went through a journey and gonna teach you some things that you may don't remember, but you went through so fast because you're moving like a light speed. And when you come back eventually to yourself, you say, wow, I remember this beautiful journey I had, and these things were taught to me by who? By God. Because you don't know how God works. You can't say, because I'm like, a person that comes from, say, being a Negro in America, made by American slavery, my grandfather, my grandmother, and every my family, my grandfather and grandmother had mothers and fathers that were slaves. And I was just two generation away. And so it's not an improbability that I could have been one of those slaves too if America didn't change and things that that drove us there to this American Revolution, and whereby one guy, a beautiful human being, I wish I could meet him, named John Brown, when he and his sons, they actually made a defense to block to stop and defend some blacks who were going to get hung. They broke him out of jail and shot up the town. And it says, kill me, because this is worth dying for, because these are human beings. See, that spirit is what's missing today. Right now, we're not loving human beings. We're looking at being the devil in the idea of hating people because of skin color. See, we got to get out of the skin color game, because that skin color game is just a trap, a booby trap. So if you understand what I'm saying, don't ever, ever start calling people names because you're mad at their color. That shows that you're ignorant and you're going to be a failure, right? So a life lesson for me is that, one, your success is my success, right? And your failure is my failure. And this is amici dell'amico, for those who are Italian. They says friends are the friends. And I learned that from the Godfather movie. But I'm kind of disappointed, too, because in that movie, they had a scene where they said, give it to the niggas. Okay, give the dope to the niggas, because they the ones who don't got no soul. Let them use the dope. And that's what happened historically in America. So the dope was put down into the black community by the mafia, not only the mafia, but by the American government. And it happened in a lot of different ways. I can prove what I'm talking about. You talk about Iran-Contra arms scandal when America had the Iranians over there in the embassy, and they shut the embassy down. America sold them $30 million in guns, so America got money of $30 million. And America took money, $30 million, and went and bought some $30 million in cocaine from El Salvador, okay? And then El Salvador took the money and then bought guns from America. And also Iran bought guns from America with what they actually had given to America when America sold them the guns. And so eventually ended up in the black community by way of some guy by the name of Freeway Rick. He's known by many names, but he was friends of Harry O, who was actually the financier for Death Row Records. And Suge Knight was just not the founder. He was actually he was a recipient of a dope dealer's money to kind of hide the money in some legitimate businesses. But things don't work out like that. See, God don't like nothing that's gonna be evil, because you can't sell dope and tell me that you good, and you're selling dope in the neighborhood, but I'm good. That's an oxymoron. So if you're selling dope, you must either be in business legitimately with America, with a storefront, like they have medical marijuana, that's legitimate business, but you have a lot of shaky, shiesty people who are using that as a way to become online dope dealers. Wow, so dope is really a problem in this country. And as a matter of fact, our country went to we went to Afghanistan on a poppy raid. We went to Afghanistan on a poppy raid. And so we actually cornered the market in heroin, because Americans, white, more than black, but black too, and Chinese and a lot of the folks here in America use heroin so much outside of the medical needs that we have at hospitals that, we had to go over and take some of that heroin and bring it in and keep the people intoxicated so they won't wake up to the truth that we all are being led to hell by the devil. right? Because as I remember, there was a song that was made by the Dramatics. Dramatic, it said, "The devil is dope, boop, 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 it's out of control. The devil is dope, boop, 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 it's out of control." Right. The devil is dope. That's the point I'm going to tell you. See, the devil is not a joke. Don't you think that for a minute. The devil is a real human being, peer to you. When you open your door, they knock on the door and sell you some church pamphlets. And they say, "Hey, I'm your friend." Right? And they give you these images of a person that don't look like you. And they say, "That's your God. And I'm his brother. Can you follow me to the bank and give me all your money?" And we so gullible as black people that we give them all our money in the church every week. And we go home and can't even afford no bread and butter for our little Tommy Tucker who's asking for some bread and supper, right? So, again, black people, I love you so much. We got to learn to love ourselves because we ain't loving ourselves enough. Because if we would, we would talk more, right? So as a culture known as Negroes, blacks, mulattoes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we all share responsibility of adding to America's greatness throughout our moral patriotic duty beyond ignorance, right? Take off the color blinders and see everybody in their true spirit as either being good or bad, because there's no in between. And so if you use the color scheme, you make a prejudgment, and that's called racism. And you might see racism as good because racism is a good thing in terms of preserving your race. But you can't be racism and talk about being a human being serving God, because that is an oxymoron, you moron. Oxymoron, you moron. You're saying you're serving God by oppressing people? You're serving God by robbing people of their homes and the high interest rates and all these other kind of stupid things? It don't make sense. It don't make sense, but it makes dollars for you, and it puts pains on the people, and that's what we got to undo. Now, Dr. Carver was about that whole mission, and what he did, he helped the blacks in the South and the whites in the South work together, because they were not fighting over food any longer, because he helped to increase the crop rotation growth of vegetation by replenishing the soils using peanuts, soybeans, and other legumes, L-E-G-U-M-E-S, to actually renutrient the soils, which made them so fertile that it made plants like as tall as whatever you might could imagine, like as big as your head, a sweet potato or potato as big as your head. Wow. And then he did so many other things to help the world eat better. And so we had this telethon we're doing on January 5, 2019, and we asked you to help support it. And I'm going to give you a number. You can call me 650-921-5131, 650-921-5131. And I answer my phone, and we're going to talk about sponsorships for this event, and maybe you can identify some sponsors. But keep this in mind, that we all are here as human beings, and Dr. Carver, his life, legacy, and legend was a good example to show that people can do extraordinary things even under the most difficult situations. So you want to help your children, and I want to help my children, so why don't we help our children by the modern-day achievers who are reflecting of all these cultural diversity, and so we can show them that racism doesn't have a time to exist any longer on this planet. Racism is dead, and we have to all stand up for that one. So right now it's like 5 minutes till, and I'm going to actually talk myself right through this because I don't have anyone right now at the hosting site. I'm kind of remote here in Texas, but the point is this: soon we'll have our own site of information that we can call in on, and so we'll probably have a different number than the one here. But until that time comes, we're going to do a show tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Pacific Standard Time. And that's in California, and that'll be 6 o'clock my time here in Texas, and 7 o'clock in this East Coast time. And one of my friends named J.D. Johnson will be interviewed, J.D. Jenkins, and he is from California, a personnel master. He actually is the world's greatest job developer, and he is really a beautiful human being. that understands how God works through people. So, Mr. J.D. Jenkins, I'll be interviewing you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You call in, and we'll have an hour. And you are a very important man because you helped me with the Hall of Fame Awards called the Modern Day Achievers Community Hall of Fame Awards, right? So I want to thank you, audience, for all that you do in being a human being and helping us to rid our world of the devil, because that devil is against all of us, and whether he's a black devil, a white devil, a Chinese devil, a green devil, a gray devil, whatever, a devil in a dog, a devil in a cat, a devil in a cow, or whatever, a pig or whatever, just be aware that the devil is real. So don't play the devil's game and don't play the colors game. So I'm going to leave you with a song that I wrote. It's called I Tried to Be a Star. So here goes. I tried to be a star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking doubles, I finally came to realize I needed something more. I prayed. The Creator opened up the door. The first thing he did was make me strong. And now I know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why he opened up the door. There's peace on us if we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth. He made the sun. He made us all to grow as one. We have to save our children. So take the time to train your mind to see the signs. Don't ignore them. Our Creator is one. Our Creator is one. Tell the truth. God is one. So until we talk tomorrow, I give you the greeting of Assalamu alaikum, Rahmatullah wa barakatuh.